some exciting economic development news just coming out a few days ago. Here to tell us more about this big announcement, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I know this was something that you were pretty excited about. Tell us about it, Commissioner.
Well, you are right, Mike. This is a big, big development for agriculture and agribusiness in South Carolina. To put it so people might understand, we're calling it the Bowling for Agriculture. this is down in Hampton County, lower part of the state, what we call the Agricultural Technology Campus. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean the use of high technology and innovation around sustainability of production and conservation and things like that to produce foods grown in controlled environment agriculture, which most people would think of as greenhouses. So quite the investment coming, not only to produce food, but also to process, package, and distribute. One of their goals is naturally to compete on managing as efficiently as possible all of these things. Mm-hmm. But we are very excited about what it means to South Carolina.
And with it, there's a very large investment and a lot of new jobs coming as well.
There is a large investment. We think it is the largest announcement of an investment in agriculture and agribusiness in South Carolina's history.
Wow.
It may be the largest of any kind this year. There have been large announcements, but in this year it may be the largest for South Carolina. But over $315 million invested in phase one over a five-year period, and over 1,500 jobs created there in Hampton County, centered around the packaging of food, distribution of food, again, and then the production of food. So phase one is what we're talking about here. Subsequent to that, there could be additional production in hoop houses outside mm-hmm. of greenhouses, perhaps for blueberries and other things that could be a part of the food developed down there. The group consists of several folks, some that listeners will recognize. The Mastronati family has been producing greenhouse tomatoes for over 70 years, and their brand that people will know is Sunset Brands.
Yes.
When we first started talking about this project, I looked on the countertop in my kitchen, and there were Sunset tomatoes. So I said, well, I'm already in. And then Ledestri Foods out of upstate New York has been looking to expand to the southeast. They're very successful for over 50 years in producing hummus and other things like that, as well as packaging sauces, beverages, so the abilities are pretty endless, and just not sure where this will go in phase two and three, but we know that there'll be opportunities for farmers, again, with the food packaging, that perhaps some of the farm products to come in for those, that part of it may come from farmers contracted from other parts of that part of the state. So just so many good things to think about with this project.
I think it's particularly poignant that it's coming in the year 2020, when we have not seen as much economic development. Everything was slowed down for such a long time, so this is exciting for that. Could you, for just a moment, Commissioner, address how South Carolina is really poised for agribusiness? What are some of the advantages that South Carolina brings to the table for groups like this that are moving in from other parts of the country?
Well, I guess we start off with the way they talk about locating a restaurant or locating a business. They always say location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. With all of the people who live in the eastern part of the United States and our proximity to the interstate system, we have such a good interstate system that we can deliver, and that is why one of the reasons this site was chosen. Now, to produce products, obviously you need good workforce, so that's a commitment by our state to what we call Ready SC in order to have people ready for these jobs. This project took a lot of efforts from the governor's office, Department of Commerce, Department of Agriculture, other local officials to all be on the same page to work with these investors who are coming in. One thing for this particular one, this will be one of the largest announcements in what we call the Opportunity Zones. Mm-hmm. If you remember those developments of a couple of years ago with Senator Scott leading the way, it provides folks some tax breaks on capital gains if, in fact, they invest in projects in Opportunity Zones. And what it does is provides economic development that might not otherwise end up in that particular area. So a combination of a lot of things have come together for this agriculture technology campus to locate in South Carolina.
Well, it certainly does sound exciting, and a big partnership that sounds like it's going to lead to even better things down the road. As you said, this is only phase one, so there's a lot more to come.
Well, you're right. We're already engaged with Clemson University on how can we make this a partnership for additional research to just continue to sort of push that envelope as to how technology and innovation can not only add to yields of a product, but it can do so in a sustainable way, saving water, saving inputs, land, but also training the people that would be needed for this type of agriculture, but then packaging as well. Packaging is a big emphasis in these operations so that the product stays fresher longer, and we can reduce the food waste that we're all reading about in our country. So it's kind of like all of the above with this one.
You know, it's good for the farmers in the area. It's good for employment in the area. And, the economic base is going to increase as well. So it sounds like wins all the way around. Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
No, I just would encourage people to follow the developments. I can tell you that from the day we announced, it could be close to 2 years of design work and laying out the infrastructure and then building the greenhouses. So don't want anyone riding down to Hampton County saying, where are those tomatoes? In 2 weeks. It's more like 2 years. So
right.
We'll work with them through that process to get as many other things coming along as possible. So big project, a lot of work to get us to this point, and now a lot of work to be done.
Exciting news. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.